my utmost for his highest. December the 21st. Experience or revelation. We have received the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12. Reality is redemption, not my experience of redemption, for redemption has no meaning for me until it speaks the language of my conscious life. When I am born again, the Spirit of God takes me right out of myself and my experiences and identifies me with Jesus Christ. If I am left with my experiences have not produced by redemption. The proof that they are produced by redemption is that I am led out of myself all the time. I no longer pay any attention to my experiences as the ground of reality, but only to the reality which produces the experiences, to God. My experiences are not worth anything unless they keep me at the source, Jesus Christ. If you try to dam up the Holy Spirit in you to produce subjective experiences, you will find that he bursts all bounds and takes you back again to the historic Christ. Never nourish an experience which has not God as its source and faith in God as its result. If you do, your experience is anti-Christian, no matter what visions you may have had. Is Jesus Christ Lord of your experiences, or do you try to lord it over him? Is any experience dearer to you than your Lord? He must be Lord over you, and you must not pay attention to any experience over which he is not Lord. There comes a time when God will make you impatient with your own experience. I do not care what I experience. I am sure of him. Oh, be ruthless with yourself if you are given to talking about experiences you have had. Faith that is sure of itself is not faith. Faith that is sure of God is the only faith there is.